Good morning. It's now time for another Castle Country Focus. And joining me over the phone, Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. Good morning, Sheriff. How are you?
I'm doing great. How is everyone in Radio Land?
Oh, you know what? We're just dandy. We're doing great. So, Sheriff, in jail land, in the Carbon County Sheriff's Department, things have been a little bit different for the last, what, almost year now?
So it actually has been a year. So we first got wind of COVID in mid-February of last year that it was going to be an issue. I was out in Reno. Well, I was on my way to Reno to go to the Western State Sheriff's Conference, and Doc Williams, our jail doc, called and said, hey, are you following this pandemic? I mean, this is really going to affect the way that we operate our jail. And so it was good info to have at that point for me, because I got to meet with sheriffs from all over the West, and they were already starting to make plans and strategies how to deal with things. And, you know, occasionally I hear from the public, well, you know, the jail's not open, they're not taking people due to the COVID pandemic, and that's not really true. We are more careful about who we bring in, but any risk to public safety is absolutely brought to jail and they're housed during jail. One thing that happened early on was every jail in the state of Utah was listed in a lawsuit that was by the ACLU for housing inmates during a pandemic. Of course, that was thrown out. They lost that because, I mean, we still have a job to do, and we have not had any cases of COVID in our jail. We had one person that went to the Utah State Prison and tested positive up there and had been in our jail, but he wasn't positive when he was here. And so, I mean, we've been very careful about that. We have ways to kind of separate the population and protect them, but those people that are low risks that could be cited and not have to go to jail are the ones that we've asked the local police departments and highway patrol not to bring in. But anyone that's a risk to public safety, if they've committed a violent crime or a drug-related crime or something serious like that, we're open for business and we're housing them, and we have a strategy as to how that we can still safely contain them in jail and take care of our staff and the other inmates as well.
Well, you know, that's good to know, because, I mean, I'm not saying that this has occurred, but it is probably a good possibility that it has, that people would say, oh, you know what, it's fine. You know, if I get in trouble by the law, it's not like I'm going to go to jail because they're not putting anybody in there. So, you know, it's good to clear that up.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's been quite a challenge. And like I say, it's been a full year for us. And then the public may notice. I mean, you can still come to the sheriff's office. The front doors to the lobby are open, but our waiting room that used to be open to the public is no longer open to the public. We keep that closed. And we've actually found a benefit with that. We have an intercom system out front, so you can push the button and get directed where you need to go. So it's just one more barrier of safety for our staff that we found we'll probably continue doing that even after the COVID pandemic, which I was told last night we have moved to a moderate transmission level in Carbon County. So things are vastly improving. But, yeah, you can still get a hold of us here. I had people ask, Sheriff, are you in the office every day? I come, you know, just like I always had. We're just not as wide open as we once were, and I don't know that we'll ever get back to that. Like you say, we've found a kind of a some value into having that lobby closed off. It gives our deputies a place to interview people that come in, more private and less walk-ins, and we still have the front lobby that's open and there's seating out there, so, and it's a more open space.
Oh, I completely
so
agree.
It seems like a little better option for us.
Yeah, I feel that during this entire experience and the way that businesses and companies have had to kind of modify their daily routine and protocols, I feel like there's a good chunk of them that have found more streamlined ways of doing business that I think will continue after everything's, you know, given the green light to just go ahead and continue as usual, because it is easier and, you know, everyone's happier with some of the ways that things have changed. So I don't think that it's necessarily been all bad.
No, there's always a positive. And, you know, one thing that I was against that I'm actually kind of liking is I've never been one that liked to do the Zoom meetings. I like to be in person to meetings, but I find, and not every meeting, some meetings it's important to be there in person so you can get your point across in a, you know, in a direct way. But a lot of these meetings that we run as law enforcement administrators that we run around to, you can attend Zoom meetings, and it's so much more efficient. And you actually find you attend more meetings by doing that. And, you know, there's always something going on. You're always thinking, man, I'd like to run over to that homeless committee meeting this morning, but I got this paperwork to do. You can do both,
right.
You know, and it's, yeah, I hope stuff like that continues as an option.
Right.
Just because it is nice to be able to be at your computer with access to all your stuff you need on a daily basis and able to attend a meeting at the same time.
Right, I agree. You're able to be more present in so many different ways than you would have expected. So it's definitely been a benefit in a lot of ways.
One thing that I've missed over the last year is the community events and the parades and things, and it sounds like we are on track to have our St. Patrick's Day parade this year, so
yes.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a great time. I think that once things start to happen, it might be a little slower than we expect, but things will start happening again. And as of now, there are things on the schedule that are being planned to actually take place. So that'll be a great way to kind of kick off a summer.
Well, and we're going to have our annual search and rescue demolition derby the first weekend in August. That's coming this year. We're planning for that, and I don't see a reason we can't have it. We had to postpone it last year, and it's going to happen. And, you know, this last year, Mallory, is the first year I missed the light parade and helper in many, many years. I actually had COVID during that.
Right.
And couldn't come out. So, I'm excited to get back involved in the community.
For sure. Well, Sheriff, as always, I appreciate you calling in and giving us an update on some of the things that are going on. It's nice to know that even within your line of business, there are things that are changing that you've had to implement during this whole coronavirus pandemic, but you have come out on the other side thinking that, you know, some of these changes are beneficial.
Yeah, there's absolutely a positive end to everything you do, and just want to say I'm super excited to be part of the law enforcement team in this county. I think we are light years ahead of most of the country in the way that we work together and do things together, and just a great group of professionals that has a vision, and we're following it, and it's great. It's a good thing to be part of that. With all the unrest in the world today, rest assured your law enforcement in Carbon County and you know, your local cities here we're ahead of things and conscious of the issues, and we feel like we've already addressed them.
Oh, for sure. Well, again, Sheriff, I appreciate you calling in. That has been a Castle Country Focus with Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. Now, you can hear this interview in its entirety. Just head on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com. Sheriff, once again, thanks so much, and you can get back to your normal routine this morning. I'll let you get back to work.
Thanks, Mal. I appreciate you tons.
Of course.